Hello and welcome to the second podcast of our Health and Safety podcast series. I'm Nathan Preston, Head of Safety, Health, Environment and Quality at Gleeson Homes and HBF Health and Safety Committee RIDOR Subgroup Chair. At HBF, we have been working closely with members and partners to help understand what has been happening in the industry with regards to accidents and injuries and how we as an industry can work together to improve health and safety performance. HBF has been listening to what the industry needs and has partnered with the Access Industry Forum to help create guidance and good practice on a number of areas when working at height. In this podcast, I'll be chatting to Gail Hounsley, Chair of the Ladder Association and Managing Director of Ladder Store, to find out why people fall from ladders and what we can do to prevent them in our industry. Welcome, Gail, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Hi, Nathan, and thanks for having me today.
So, Gail, in your current role as Chair of the Ladder Association and also running your own ladder supply business, you obviously work very closely with businesses and workers who use ladders in their day-to-day work. Why do you think falls from ladders seem to be a recurring issue, not just in house building, but across all industry?
Ladders appear a very simple product, but we know that's not always the case. They still carry a risk. Incidents involving ladders can have life-changing consequences. And there's over a million businesses and 10 million workers who work at height every year using ladders. That's not including people who use them at home. Because they are used at home, people think they're such a simple product, and there's a lot of complacency around using a ladder. At the Ladder Association, we work to raise awareness of best practice to reduce as many avoidable incidents as we possibly can.
Right, now that's a very good point around just the use of ladders generally and people's perception of their use. Just moving on from that, as I mentioned in the intro, HBF and AAF launched a series of work at height guidance and good practice guides, which included a ladder safety toolbox talk last year. Now, the focus on ladders came from us analysing the RIDOR data from our members, with ladder incidents being the highest reported RIDOR work at height type of accident. So as I said, we've joined forces with the Access Industry Forum and the Ladder Association to create this sort of guidance and the toolbox talks that were issued. So can you just give a bit more information around the guidance and the toolbox talks that we released?
Yeah, we find often that it's a lack of understanding of when people know how to use it, when to use a ladder, when it's right to use a ladder. And just as importantly, when it's not right to use a ladder. A ladder isn't the piece of equipment of choice in a lot of occasions, but people think because it's a simple ladder and it's there, that's what they should use. The ladders are very suitable for low risk and short duration work. And when we say short duration, it's usually about 30 minutes. But that shouldn't always be the first choice. There's a trend in the reported incidents involving incorrectly positioned ladders or secured ladders. You know, people know really need how to use them and how to use them correctly. The Ladder Association has created toolbox talks on when to use a ladder, choosing the right ladder, securing a ladder, and these are the basics to start with. There's obviously a lot of training out there that the Ladder Association do with a lot of companies. And we, Ladder Store, we have a lot of companies that train all the workers that use a ladder on how to use it correctly so that they've done their bit to make sure that they know all the information.
Thank you, Gail. I think the good news is that falls involving ladders, we're seeing a decrease. So in 2021-22, the data shows us that 23% of the reported falls from height were related to ladders, which is down from the 29% previously in 2021 and further down from the 33% in 2019-2020, which is obviously great news. But the issue still seems to remain, and we obviously still need to make improvements. So from your point of view, Gail, how can we reduce this further?
Well, firstly, we've got to sort of acknowledge the improvements that are being made. That's a real positive move. And those figures are great to see that reduction. And, you know, there is more knowledge out there of how to use a ladder. And I think companies are definitely coming round to realising that they need to do some sort of training, whether it's toolbox or formal training. But I agree there's still more to be done. We don't want anyone falling off ladders if we can help it. Key area to focus on are things like people need to understand, as I said, when it's right to use a ladder. Looking at the ladder, checking the ladder over before they use it, making sure it's safe, that the feet are okay, that you know, if they're on uneven ground, have they got something there to make it safe? Make sure ladder users are trained, just as we would for any other piece of equipment or tools on site. And make sure the managers are trained to know what good looks like, you know, what should people be doing. Those are things that will improve figures further.
Thanks, Gail. So it kind of really comes down to the competency, do you think, of the user and the selection of the equipment? Because to me, ladder use doesn't seem to have the focus from a training point of view that other elements of work at height would do. So let's say scaffolding or the use of mobile towers, there's obviously a lot of training and recognised training amongst contractors of levels of training required. Why do you think ladders are treated differently?
Because they're seen as a simple product. People use them at home, so they think that they're an easy product to use. You've got a ladder, it's you know, styled and rungs, it's an easy piece of equipment. But if you fall off that ladder and the HSE are involved, they're going to say, are you competent? Well, how do you prove competence? Not that somebody around the corner has told you how to use it. If you've done training, proper training, you're proving competence. I think more companies are definitely seeing the benefits of that. And we have people who've used ladders, who come in for training to our company, who've used ladders for 20 years, and they still learn something when they come. They still, at the end of the day, say, oh, actually, we've learned a few things there. Yeah, thank you very much. So that we know that training works. We know that the trained users work more safely, and they're more aware, they're less likely to have an accident. They understand the risks. Ladder Association training is available across the UK through approved training centres. There is other companies that do ladder training, but obviously Ladder Association indoors training is the best training out, the gold seal, if you like.
Yeah. So there's obviously a lot of training available, and there's obviously further information outside of the HBF ladder toolbox talks that we've already issued. If somebody was looking for more information regarding ladder guidance, where would you recommend them going?
To the Ladder Association website. All the information is there, all the HSE guidance. We've just worked with the HSE. We're, I think, the only association that's been endorsed by the HSE to bring out the latest ladder guidance. That's all downloadable free on through the website, the code of practice, information on ladder product standards. Standards changed a couple of years ago. I don't think people are aware of that. Anything over, any extension ladder over 3 metres should have a stabiliser bar on the bottom of the boat now. And the guidance takes you so far, but it doesn't replace formal training. So if you look on the Ladder Association website, it tells you all the training members, and they're right across the country. There's plenty of places you can go.
Yeah, that's great. So there's lots of information out there for people to find out further information should they wish.
Yeah, there's plenty.
That's great. So as I touched on earlier, since the rollout of the toolbox talks, we've seen an increase in the number of people that are reporting RIDOR data as our members, which obviously sees a potential for an increase in the number of RIDORs. But it's great to see that we've seen a decrease in incidents involving ladders, which, as we've already talked about, is really good and positive news. But obviously, as long as these incidents are still happening, we still need the focus on improvements within that. In just 2022 alone, we've seen almost 2,700 visits to the health and safety page on the HBF website, which hosts a selection of toolbox talks. It also includes this podcast, as well as other shared knowledge, and we'll continue to update this page throughout the year. So, you know, really please, everyone, ensure you take a look at it. So at this point now, I'd just like to say my thanks to Gail for taking the time to join us today. It's been great insight into obviously a key area that we're looking to address improvements and reduce fall from height.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And just a reminder, you can find all our current toolbox talks on the HBF website, www.hbf.co.uk. These cover not only the ladder safety issues that we've discussed today, but also access platform decking and edge protection systems, with more to come this year in partnership with the Access Industry Forum. And finally, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back with you soon for our next health and safety podcast.